This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. North Korean state media says Pyongyang has restored hotlines with South Korea. It has urged South Korea to increase efforts to improve relations between the two countries. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed his willingness last week to reactivate the hotlines. Pyongyang had severed those ties in August in protest against joint South Korea-United States military exercises. A report in The Economist says COVID-19 in 2020 has brought an abrupt halt to the steady rise of the rate of life expectancy. Researchers in Britain, Denmark, and Germany said that between 2019 and 2020, life expectancy dropped. In all but two of the 28 countries surveyed, life expectancy rose in Denmark and Norway. For men, life expectancy fell by more than a year in Italy, Poland, and Spain. It fell by more than 2 years in the United States. A bomb blast outside Kabul's main mosque on Sunday afternoon killed at least five Afghan civilians and injured at least four more, according to a Taliban spokesman. It was the first such assault in the capital since late August, when a suicide bomber killed around 200 people, including 13 U.S. service members near the Kabul airport. Islamic State Khorasan Province, or ISIS-K, claimed responsibility for that attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Sunday's assault on the Eidgah Mosque in the center of the city. It was reportedly targeted at a memorial gathering for the mother of the chief Taliban spokesman, who was not injured. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.